When Cockpits Go Dark. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. The Associated Press reviewed records of close calls involving the Airbus A320 family and found an incident in 2008 that sounds like just about the most terrifying malfunction that could ever happen in a cockpit. In January of 2008, as Flight 731 was climbing out of Newark Airport headed for Denver with a full load of fuel, all the instruments in the cockpit went dark. Everything. The navigation screens, the primary and standby attitude indicators, and even the radios, which meant that as they circled back for an emergency landing, there was no way to contact the tower. And in the control tower at Newark, as they watched this airplane making a hard right turn and not answering the radio, they were thinking 9/11. Fortunately, heads remained cool, weather was clear, and Flight 731 landed safely. But the story says that a review of the records found 50 episodes like this. The FAA ordered fixes in 2010, but gave airlines 4 years to make them because the fix takes 46 hours per plane and costs about $6,000. Now, you have to keep this in perspective. 50 of these blackout incidents total out of 9.5 million scheduled commercial flights each year. Still, even at $6,000 a plane, even if there's a little inconvenience in fixing them all right away, if it guarantees that all the screens and gauges in the cockpit won't ever again just go blank, I think most of us would take that deal. At least the pilots should have the cell phone number of the tower, right? On a hotkey, preferably. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.